Good day, and welcome to the Center of American Progress press call on the Hispanic and African American Virginia Women's Voters. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Angela Kelly. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for joining us today. My name is Angela Kelly, and I'm a Senior Vice President here at the Center for American Progress. And on today's call, what we're going to highlight is some recent polling that we've done of Latinas and of African Americans. And in particular, we looked at Latinas and African Americans in Virginia and how it really making the case, as we'll get into in just a little bit, about prioritizing the importance of prioritizing policies for working families so that we can help working families make ends meet. Issues like equal pay, paid sick leave, affordable child care, and paid sick days. And so the folks that we have joining us on the call, the first speaker will be Sylvia Manzano, and Sylvia is a principal at Latino Decisions. Her work focuses on data analysis and demographic research and strategies to promote civic engagement, and they've conducted the survey for us. Our next speaker will be Charnel Herring, and she is a minority caucus chair of the Virginia House of Delegates. And Ms. Herring was the first African-American woman from Northern Virginia to ever be elected to the Virginia State House. She's been a champion of women's issues and is a strong advocate for equal pay and women's health care. And then last but not least will be Tram Nguyen. And Tram is a co-executive director of the New Virginia Majority, a multiracial, multi-issue organization. And since she joined NVM in 2008, she's led several civic engagement campaigns that have reached out to over a million voters of color just in the state of Virginia, educating and mobilizing them on social and economic justice issues. And then after all our speakers are done speaking, we'll open it up for questions. And then just to do a little bit of quick framing, we all know that women, particularly women of color, are a demographic that candidates are trying to court, that they're trying to relate to. They're vying for our votes. But the question is, do they really even know what we care about? African American and Hispanic families encounter big challenges when it comes to accessing economic security, even greater than white families across the U.S. And this is very much what the poll looked into that Sylvia is going to be talking about in just a few minutes. And what we find, though, specific to Virginia, is that Latinas and African-American women overwhelmingly support and are more likely to vote for a candidate that champions policies that give them a fair shot to make ends meet. And the issues that we care about, again, are equal pay, paid family leave, affordable child care, and paid sick days. And then when you look at where we stand relative to other communities, we've got a long way to go. So despite the fact that women of color and their families are more likely to benefit from these work family policies, we are the least likely to be able to access them. Latinas, on average, are paid 55 cents for each dollar that's paid to a non-Hispanic white man. African-American women fare only a little better, making 60 cents to the dollar compared to their white male peers. We also know that both male and female, Latinas and African-American workers are less likely to have access to paid sick days, to paid leave, or to flexible work schedules compared to their white peers. And finally, and this is just such a stunning statistic, in terms of high-quality, affordable child care, it is so out of reach for Latina and African-American families. The average cost of a center-based child care is 47% of Latino and 54% of African-Americans' families' medium income. So just imagine, 47 or 54%, depending on whether you're Latino or African-American, of your income is going just to make sure that your child is being taken care of in a safe place where you can have confidence each day while you go to work. So women of color and their families deserve better. We know that. So let's just take a little bit of a look at what do they tell us? What do we learn from these polls, from the poll that we did? And Sylvia, I'll turn it over to you to walk us through the polling.
Thanks, Angie. One of the really unique things about this research project is that it focuses exclusively on women of color. So we talked to a total of 400 women of color in Virginia, 200 Latinas, and 200 African-American women. All of our respondents were registered voters in the state of Virginia, or the Commonwealth, as I'm sure I'll be corrected later. And the fact that the study focused on them as research subjects, but also focused on their specific experience. So it's not just who the sample was, but also the content of the research. So it's not just a matter of asking people what's the most important issue and they say the economy, but we were able to drill down further into the state of their personal economic circumstances and learn more about how those conditions shape their views on economic policies. And as Angie said at the outset, there are very cohesive views among African-American women and Latinas in favor of workplace policies that will make for a more equitable workplace and provide opportunities for them to get ahead, specifically support for equal pay, paid sick days, paid time off for family, tending to children or an elder person in the family who needs extended care and child care support. 82%, that's essentially unanimous if we were talking about the national electorate on almost any issue. 82% of Black women and Latinas believe that steps should be taken to strengthen laws to ensure that women get paid the same as men that do the same work that they do, and that that kind of policy would help women like them. There's a very clear understanding among minority women, right, that they understand that their gender is part of the reason that they're not getting ahead at work. Over half of both Latinas and African-American women say that the biggest obstacles at work are low wages and the lack of opportunity for advancement, that those are the biggest challenges. And obviously they can't make higher pay, higher wages, if they're not able to make those advances at work. 80% favor creating a paid family leave and medical leave insurance program that would provide workers with some pay for up to 12 weeks of leave from their job if they had a new child, a serious injury, or a seriously ill family member or an aging parent who needs care. And those are programs that have been tested in other states. These aren't, you know, pie-in-the-sky ideas. To Angie's point earlier, the pressure of affordable child care and access to that is not just a barrier for advancement at work, but it becomes a household barrier to getting ahead economically. When over 40% of the household income is going to child care, it gives people the impression that it's going to be very difficult for them, if not impossible, to get ahead at all. Over 60% of both groups say that affordable child care is simply out of reach for them. And that becomes even more problematic. It becomes exacerbated when these women face unpredictable work schedules and inflexible hours where they have to pay a premium for early drop-off or later time at child care centers. More than 70% of both groups say that they would be more willing to support an elected official or candidate who supported government action on policies like equal pay, sick pay, medical leave, and affordable child care. And so while we've learned that Black and Latinas voters care about specific issues, right? We've learned that from polls that, you know, they, by and large, say that the economy and jobs are the most important issues. What we learned from this study is what it is specifically about economy and jobs that make those issues a top priority. It's not a jobs report. It's a very personal manifestation of those issues in their everyday lives, from how they're going to handle taking care of aging parents to how they're going to make it through the workday with a concern about where their kids are going to be during the day and whether they'll be able to hold on to their jobs. So we know why these issues are their priority and why it matters so much and the reason why it will shape their voting decisions come November.
This is Charnel Herring, and I just wanted to stress a few things. African-American and Hispanic families encounter some of the greatest challenges in accessing economic security right now. Let's first talk about wages. Virginia women earn just 80 cents for every dollar that Virginia men earn. The wage gap is even larger when we talk about African-American and Hispanic women in the Commonwealth. African-American women earn just 60 cents, and Hispanic women earn 53 cents for every dollar that a white man earns. Now I'd like to talk about sick days. About 43 million U.S. employees, or around 40% of the nation's workforce, and including 54% of Hispanic workers, do not have access to paid sick days. In Virginia, the rate is slightly higher. It's 41% of the private sector workers, that's more than 1 million people, who do not have paid sick days. And with respect to child care, 67% of Virginia children younger than the age of 6 have all available parents in the workforce, which makes access to affordable, high-quality child care a necessity. For a Virginia family with one infant and one four-year-old, center-based care costs an average of $18,415 per year, or one quarter of the median income for a Virginia family with children. Because of the disparities in median income, the annual average child care cost makes up 46% of the median income for Black families with children and 36% for Hispanic families with children. It is clear that progressive policies can help give our families a chance to climb the economic ladder. And the statistics that I just told you echo what I hear from my constituents and people across Virginia. I want you all to know that my caucus has been working hard over the last several years to bolster fair pay laws, incorporate paid sick leave for employees of moderate and larger sized businesses, and make sure that our social safety net, health coverage, child care subsidies, and school meal programs remain intact. In most ways, it has been an uphill battle, at least on the House side in the General Assembly. I and many of our legislators have championed these ideas, but we are stonewalled by most of our Republican colleagues. Some of this comes from a difference in thought on how to make the Commonwealth a better place. Some of it comes from not having information like the CAP poll has provided. However, there is also a need for us to make sure that people who oppose these programs and policies that can move forward understand the economic argument, and it is this. There is a lost economic component that surfaces over time when people do not have access to health care, paid sick leave, and child care. Thank you.
Thanks, Delegate Herring. This is Trang Nguyen with New Virginia Majority. We've had the pleasure of working with Delegate Herring and several of her colleagues who understand these issues and who have put these issues at the forefront of their policy platform in the General Assembly. Women of color make up 16% of the Virginia electorate this year. Our community is growing in size and strength, and so as we turn to the general election, up and down the ticket, it's really important that every candidate be responsive to the needs of women of color, and that we as a community demand real solutions from the candidates who are asking for our votes. We need policies that help our families get ahead. It's not enough to just have policies that allow us. So our membership base consists of a lot of women of color, single women, working moms. And whenever we talk to them about upcoming elections or candidates and policies, oftentimes the response is, well, these candidates are just, you know, giving us a lot of lip service. They really don't understand the issues that we face, and they're not really putting forward real solutions that really get at the heart of what we need. So when candidates are asking for our vote, we must make sure that it goes beyond the lofty rhetoric, that we are asking for concrete plans that show that they want the same outcomes that we do, which these poll figures affirm. It affirms what we're hearing on the ground, in our communities, and in our neighborhoods. Through the years, I've seen a lot of candidates come through Virginia, and nearly every one of them talks about what they'll do for middle-class families, for working families, how they'll strengthen the economy, how they'll bring jobs to the state. But it's simply not the case that a president can get too far with these goals unless they address policies for families that enable us to have that work-life balance, allow us to balance our work with the time that we can spend with our families, and especially for women and especially for families of color. We are in a unique position in Virginia right now. We are a battleground state, so we have a lot of power. We have an opportunity to set the stage for this debate and this conversation in this general election, and it's up to us. We have to utilize it. We have to demand that candidates speak to these issues. We need to demand that Virginians want to know where they stand on equal pay, on paid family leave, on child care, and other policies, other substantive policies that support and allow working families to move ahead. Because, you know, the reality is currently our policies just aren't cutting it. And the unfortunate result of that is women of color are paying the biggest price. So we need major national solutions. We need our candidates to really speak to those solutions. And we need, you know, things like paid family leave, equal pay, child care, and paid sick days now. And so, fortunately, what's smart for Virginia and our working families and our women of color is really good for not only Virginia but for the nation, and it's also a smart political choice. And so we're hopeful that as we move forward in this cycle, candidates and politicians will really speak to these issues. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tram, and really thanks to all the speakers. Those were terrific presentations. And, you know, I think the clear takeaway is that women of color in Virginia and in other states, we're going to play a decisive role in determining the outcome of the 2016 elections, and that while issues of civil rights and immigration are always going to be critical to our communities, it's also clear that African-American women and Latinas in Virginia are right where other communities are, and want the next president to focus on the economic well-being of their families. So with that, I will turn it over to the operator and see if there are any questions for our fantastic speakers. Operator, can you just give instructions on how to queue up how folks can queue up for a question?
Thank you. If anyone has any questions on today's conference, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. If you are on a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, that is *1, and we'll pause for just a moment. And it appears we have no questions in queue at this time.
All right. Well, I want to thank the speakers again for their presentations. And if those on the phone do want to follow up, then just please don't hesitate to contact the person on the advisory, and we'll be happy to give you any information that you may need. Thanks very much, everyone, and I hope you all have a good day. Take care. Bye-bye.
This does conclude today's conference call. Thank you all for your participation. You may now disconnect.